You're listening to SBS News.
It started with a tweet, a cry for help. Rahaf Muhammad Al-Kanoun turning to the social media platform in desperation to reach the outside world.
I'm not leaving my room until I see UNHCR. I want asylum.
Ms. Al-Kanoun was detained at Bangkok International Airport as she arrived 2 days ago after fleeing from her family, which were holidaying in Kuwait. The teenager says she'd suffered physical and psychological abuse at the hands of her family and feared they would kill her if she was forced to return home. Her father is reportedly a senior government official in Saudi Arabia. Mahmoud Rafat is a lawyer assisting Ms. Al-Kanoun and says her client feels for her safety.
She's very, very scared. She's feeling terrified. She knows very well what will happen to her in case she returns back.
A Saudi embassy official in Thailand allegedly stopped Ms. Al-Kanoun as she disembarked from the plane and confiscated her passport, something the Saudis deny. She was en route to Australia, where she says she was hoping to seek asylum. SBS News has obtained what appears to be a copy of a valid visa for Ms. Al-Kanoun to enter Australia. Neither the Department of Home Affairs nor the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade have responded to questions about the validity of the visa. Ms. Al-Kanoun was taken to a hotel room in the airport, where she continues her online pleas for help. Rights groups say conditions for women in Saudi Arabia are dire, despite some limited reforms under the rule of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch Australia says female activists in Saudi are increasingly facing jail time for speaking out.
She could face prison time under Saudi law. The male guardianship laws say that you have to get permission from a male relative to travel.
Ms. Pearson says the episode comes as Australian-based refugee footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi continues to be held in a Thai jail, facing deportation back to Bahrain. Saudi Arabia has sought the return of women fleeing the country before. In April 2017, another Saudi woman, Dina Ali Laslum, was stopped in transit in the Philippines, also trying to reach Australia. Meanwhile, Ms. Al-Kanoun was due to be deported on a flight back to Kuwait late on Monday afternoon, but barricaded herself in the hotel room, refusing to leave. Jani Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.